We're back on with Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
Yeah, great to be on the show like always, and excited to talk about muskie and bass. And that's kind of been what I've been doing more than anything lately. So,
all right, we'll get to that in just a second. Just to recap real quick, trout fishing is on fire right now with the white mayflies in full swing. Water conditions look like they're holding steady with the temperatures. It's been getting cool enough at night that things have come down in that range where trout aren't at as much danger to die from lack of oxygen from hot water. So that's the good news. Also, you talked about your fishing sale. Maybe we'll have time to get to that in a minute, but let's just jump in. Muskie and bass fishing. What have you been chasing? What have you been using? Tell us what you're seeing and hearing out there.
Yeah, so I just got done with a couple days of fishing with my father. He came up from lower Michigan to visit, and we went out and chased some muskie and had some success. We were using gear this time as opposed to flies. We had great luck burning blades. The hot one for me was chartreuse and black. We had a few fish up to the boat, actually put a couple in the net. So it was a great day on the water. It was fun to see my dad react to some big fish chasing his lure up to the boat and trying to get him to do the figure eight properly was kind of the difficult challenge of the day. But he had a blast nonetheless. So muskie's still hot. The water temps have been more than safe for those. One thing I have noticed in some of the water I'm fishing is that you want to be mindful of those weed beds. Some of them are starting to die. So as you see those weed beds start to deteriorate, you know, start to fish different areas of the lake because fish will move out of those weed beds as they die because those weeds are putting off carbon monoxide. So there will be less bait fish and stuff in that area around those dying weeds.
Gotcha. All right. What about your bass fishing?
Bass fishing was great. Topwater spin, just awesome. I mean, you know, you can get them on other things, but it's just so dang fun to throw topwater, and they've been coming up for them pretty much all day. We had success in the morning, middle of the day, and in the evening. I did have some luck, too, just throwing some jigs in some of the deep water, slower presentation, got some bigger bass to bite. So went with the conventional stuff this week, and it was pretty good, but if you're out there with flies, poppers, still be crushing it. And at this time of year, I like to play with some more jigging action flies, you know, something with dumbbell weight in the front, you know, a heavier sink line, try to play down towards the bottom a little bit more and then bring it up across their face as opposed to some sort of swim fly. But, yeah, they seem to be happy to hit anything as long as you got it across them. So,
all right, just a recap on your sale. Fishing and camping gear, what is on sale and what's the percentage off?
Yeah, so most part across the board, we're 15 to 20% off. All Sims apparel other than waders is going to be 20% off, including our logo wear. We're going to have fish pond fishing packs and bags. Those will be 20% off. And our camping gear, Nemo equipment, Kelty packs, our used camping equipment will be 20% off. So and that'll also be a 20% sale on our trout rods and fly rods. So stop in, check it out. I'm sure you'll walk away with something sweet for the rest of this season and gear up for next year.
Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, appreciate you hooking us up with that report and passing along good intel, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.